since over the past 750 years, there have been about 650 bad years. So the Jewish people, especially Eastern European Jewry, but it is true of Sephardic Jewry as well, are strongly steeped in Kabbalistic tradition, strongly influenced by Kabbalah. And that Kabbalah has become not only acceptable amongst the Jewish people, in many areas Kabbalah rules the Jewish people. The emergence of the Zohar, as published by Moshe de Leon, brought about an immediate dispute. There were those who did not have a high regard for him. They didn't trust his veracity. And there were those who imputed that he wrote the book himself. And that dispute has really not been settled till today either. But traditional Jewry is strongly of the opinion that the book comes from the time of the Mishnah, from the time of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who hid in the cave for 13 years from the Romans, and during that period of time he wrote the book of the Zohar. The Ramban is the first person, the first accepted great rabbinic scholar, to legitimize the use of Kabbalah. And he did so in his famous commentary to the Chumash, his famous commentary to the Bible. The Ramban there quotes many times. He quotes what Rashi says, he quotes what other commentators say, he says his own opinion, and then he concludes and he says, Val derech ho'emes, or Val derech hasod. I'm going to tell you something now that's ultimate truth, meaning Kabbalah. I'm going to tell you something now that is a secret, meaning Kabbalah. And then he gives Kabbalistic interpretations to the Bible. And because of the Ramban's great stature, that was accepted and acceptable, and it set a pattern, so that we have many, many commentaries to the Bible today which are Kabbalistic in their orientation and in their basis. But the Ramban is the first, and therefore he's the greatest, and he is the one that put the point across. Under the patronage of the Ramban, Kabbalah enters Jewish life and remains there till our very day. But it is always a controversial matter. And it's always a matter that many, many people don't speak about, because there's no clear-cut answers to many of the problems that it raises. The Ramban's Perish to the Chumash is one of the great classics of all commentary to the Bible. It's been translated now in English. It's certainly something that everyone should have in their library and something that everyone should read. The Ramban has tremendous soaring insights. And very, very deep analytic notes. And it has become one of the accepted bedrock commentaries to the Bible. The Ramban also wrote a commentary to the entire Talmud, which is also one of the most accepted commentaries. And the Ramban maintained, the Ramban was a physician, and he also was a wealthy person. He maintained his own yeshiva at his own expense, and he produced hundreds and hundreds of disciples, among whom would be the leaders of Spanish Jewry for the next generation. The Ramban's brother, when the Christians captured Castile, the Ramban's brother became